Anyhow, we went to, we were both tired, so we ate, by this time it was 9 o'clock or thereabouts, and we both ate dinner at the hotel and went to bed. We weren't terribly hungry, we just had a little bit to eat because we had eaten, of course, a big steak on the plane. We looked through the telephone books to see if there were any Glovers or any Shays, you know, Alice's favorite trick, and there were all kinds of Shays in the book. Wu Chu Shay and Wen Shay and Kao Shen Shay. One thing I must say, we at least integrate, huh? So there were all kinds of Shays with Chinese first names, spelt the same way. And the next day, we got up bright and early. We got up bright and early every day. And we started out shopping at the China Fleet Club. Now, the China Fleet Club is a series of shops that are run by the British Navy. And everything is at a lower price for the service person. It's almost like our type of PX. But you can, of course, some of the things you're limited at, but there must be 50 or 60 stores. And both Kath and I had a long list of things that we had to buy for ourselves and for other people. And this thing, it's very convenient, because you get down, buy what you want in the China Fleet, and they pack it for you, and then they send it on, you go over to the post office and mail it. And it's American post office, and APO. So it's very, very convenient. And I had quite a list of things to buy for people. I had to buy several tablecloths. I bought two myself, and I had to buy some wigs for other people, and I bought two myself. I don't know if I can wear and get them shaped. I don't even know if I'll ever wear them, but, you know. And I had to buy, a camera and all kinds of things, name it, beggar's beads. Oh, you wouldn't believe what I had to buy. So, and everything was quite a bit cheaper. I did buy one dress, a Dynasty dress, and they're about $15 to $20 cheaper if you, the same Dynasty dress, if you buy it at the China Fleet than if you buy it at the Dynasty shop, say, in the Hilton. Well, right off the bat, Kathy went to the Dynasty shop and she found her wedding dress. That's a beautiful thing. Very simple, and it has gold beading on the neck and on the sleeves. And so I did get most everything I could. And we shopped all day long. We went back to the hotel at noontime when we met this Marine, Don Malone, who took us to lunch, and it was very nice. And then we went back to the China Fleet Club. And then we went and got our hair cut. Golly, we were running. And there was a message for me at the hotel that Jean and Wayne were in. They had flown in from Taipei. And because I was very happy to see them. I thought Ginny looked very good. She'd lost weight. And they had a, because Wayne speaks some Chinese, and they had a Chinese friend with them, someone they knew in Hong Kong, a fellow by the name of Henry Low. And he took us out to dinner to a Chinese place, which was actually, there were no Caucasians there at all. And it was a quite an interesting meal. It's not like our Chinese food at all. They brought out all this, fish and, well, shrimp and chicken and pork and kidney and everything all raw. And they had a central pot in the middle of the table, bubbling, boiling all the time. And it was like a soup mixture. And you just, with your chopsticks, or they gave us a little fishnet-like, too, you put your meat and stuff in this and cooked it and then ate it. And it was delicious. And they also cooked some Chinese vegetables like that. and our meal was just so good. It was quite different. And afterwards, Henry, who has a car, and cars are, very few people have cars in Hong Kong. Well, there are a lot of cars, but it takes a long time to get a driver's license, and it's so crowded. Parking and all is difficult. So we, I drove up to the Victoria Peak, and it was quite a sight, because it was a Hancock, a carrier was in, and a couple of destroyers, and they were all lit up for Christmas. So it was very beautiful to go up there. We had hot chocolate up at the top of the peak at the little house that's up there. And we were really impressed. I really enjoyed it the whole evening, and as I said, I thought that Jeanette looked quite well. And on Wednesday, we had to go back to the China Fleet Club again and more mailing. And I just about, again, you know, was kind of fed up with all this running around and shopping. I like to shop, but it just seems that there's so much of it. I had to go back for a camera, and I had to go back for things for myself, you know. I bought some jewelry, which I'll tell you about. Well, I bought a small pair of opal earrings for myself. I was very good to myself this trip. I didn't buy things for anyone because I had sent most everything that I could have gotten. I'd gotten in Subic for Christmas, which, by the way, I hope you liked your Christmas presents and your opal ring and your sapphire earrings, Mom, your star sapphires and your pearls, Alice. I hope you like the jewelry. Jewelry is about one of the best buys that you can get out here. I mean, they just have such a variety and all. I did buy, I had some amethyst earrings made and a jade ring and earrings made, rather inexpensive jade earrings and ring, and I got a nice jade ring, which I'll tell you about, too. And, oh, golly, and I did buy earrings and a ring, pearl, for Kathy for her birthday. It's coming up in May. It's a lovely thing, and I would never have been able to get it in the States, certainly not for what I got for out here. So we went to, I went to shopping to the Kowloon side with Jeannie and Wayne. We went to a Japanese department store in Hong Kong. It was very interesting. I bought an umbrella, which I lost. You know me and umbrellas. Oh, only cost me about $2, but I lost it. I lost it in the airport on the way back from Hong Kong. We had dinner that evening. Kath and I took them to dinner at the Ambassador in Kowloon, and we were going to take them to Marco Polo. I had lunch at Jimmy's in Hong Kong, which is kind of a well-known place. Alice probably has heard of it. And I went to the Ambassador, which was quite nice. And I had a pepper steak that was just delicious. There's an awful lot of Western food there. You don't really get as much Oriental food as you think you're going to get. And it had a marvelous view of Hong Kong. We were on the Kowloon side, and we could see all the ships and everything and the Star Ferry, and it was just quite, quite nice. And then they took us, this Henry took us out for a ride out to the New Territories, which is near the border. But you usually have to pay for these kind of tours. He took us out there, and he took us out to see a floating restaurant out in that area. And they show everybody the floating restaurants. They're all lit up, and they're right on the ocean. So we really enjoyed that. And that was our second day. And the next day, Jeannie and Wayne left, and they had gotten a flight down with the Admiral on the Admiral's plane. So the plane was going back, and of course they had to go back too. And I went back shopping again to the China Fleet Club on Thursday, and it was another wild shopping day. And before I forget, I did send home two ginger jar lamps. They'll be crated, so when they open up, you know, you'll be able to see. When you open them up, you'll be able to see what's in there, and that they're two lamps. And I got a very good price on them. I think I got the two of them for $30. I also bought the lampshades because I wasn't at all sure of what kind of lampshades I could get at home. And I bought two paintings. I can tell you, they're not very big paintings, though. I can see your face is now saying, dear God, what's she going to do with all that stuff? I didn't send the tablecloths home. They're here. But I think that's all I sent home. I think I sent the ginger jars, and I think that's everything that I sent home, and the two paintings. The rest of the stuff I sent to the ship because it was for other people. I just simply couldn't carry it. It was out of the question. And the painting is of one of us a young girl, and the other's an old face of an old man. And I was telling somebody that that's what I got, the paintings I got. And they said, well, that seems to be the vogue these days, the young girl and old man. But anyhow, I think they're kind of nice. They're very inexpensive, and they were framed and all. And we went over to Kowloon. We took the Star Ferry over to Kowloon. and went to the revolving restaurant for dinner. It was for lunch. It was very nice. It was I forget what I had to eat. One day I had kind of a almost like a pancake stuffed with crab meat. It was delicious. And I had some kind of a salad over there. I wasn't impressed with the food of the Juno, but the thing of it is that it rotates, revolves. It takes an hour for it to revolve. And during that time, you see Hong Kong and Kowloon, and it was very, because the buildings are so close together and so crowded and all, it was really quite nice. And we went to a Chinese hairdresser. Kath was not happy with the Hilton hairdressers. Actually, I think they gave me a pretty good cut, kind of short, but they gave me a cut. So she had two skirts made at an Indian shop, plain black skirts that this Don Malone had taken her to. So she went in, and we asked them if they knew where there was a hairdresser. They sent us to this Chinese place. And shampoo, set, and manicure was under $2, under two American dollars. It was great. It was sort of like Spain in the way that when they were all men, except for the manicurist, they were women. But two or three descended on you at a time, and I've never had anybody wash my hair like that in my life. They use a brush to begin with to wash it. But my Lord, scrub. They really and truthfully scrubbed it. And then somebody else rinses it. And then somebody rolls it. And then they comb it out. And the hairdresser spoke some English, not a great deal. But we were the only two Caucasians. And they said that our hair was very easy to do because it curled much easier than the Chinese hair. So we had a very interesting, and they did a good styling, really. They did an adorable styling. Of course, it rained, I might add, every day in Hong Kong while we were there. Not an awful lot, but it did rain. So we really enjoyed it. I guess I'm going to have to make another tape. I guess this isn't going to be enough. But let me just get one out, and I'll start it and make it two.